Well, the media is freaking out because of this report from ABC News.
Okay.
Elon Musk has been with Trump nearly every day since the election. He is now ensconced down at Mar-a-Lago.
Okay.
And he is helping Trump make picks. He's helping. He's on the phone. He's on the phone with Vladimir Zelensky of Ukraine. He's helping Trump make picks. He is supervising the last part of this. I could not be happier. Because Trump has one blind spot. And it's picks, it's people.
Yeah.
And Elon Musk is a master picker of people and delegator. This is how he has free time to save free speech in the Republic, because his companies run so well that while he spent most of his time doing this, his stock in the last month's up 60% for Tesla. I mean, that is an incredible managerial ability. And you could tell Elon Musk had Trump benefited from a $200 million door knocking campaign run personally by Elon Musk. So it actually worked, as opposed to, you know, letting folks who are new at the RNC do it. They focused on the legal side, which was brilliant. Larry Trump did an amazing job. But Elon Musk is owed a lot from Trump, and he has ensconced himself at Mar-a-Lago, and he is overseeing everything Trump is doing. And I think that's fantastic. I think that's great. And we're seeing the results of it. If you look on, you can't look, but we have it, Topic Pulse this morning, Lee, the top 10 stories, five of them are who Trump is picking.
Yeah, and the reaction that Democrats are having to it tells you
meltdown.
That they're going to be effective.
Well, maybe.
Well, we hope so.
Well, no, I say maybe. The people are fantastic.
Yeah.
Okay, Lee Zeldin over the EPA, he's already vowing that he's going to, you know, just annihilate all of these, you know, rules that have so hindered business. Kristi Noem over Department of Homeland Security, she'll be fantastic at that. Rubio, I think, is a great pick. He is the most anti-China senator in the entire Senate, and he's been on this for years. That is a sign to China, we are coming for you. The Chinese markets got that, perfectly understood it, because they crashed. Headline, Trump win crashes China's markets. Exports soar as factories scramble to beat tariffs. Yeah. And when you put Rubio in charge, Secretary of State, that is a punch in the nose to China right there. That is, we're coming for you. A little Wuhan thing, we didn't think that was funny. We're coming for you. But Lee, and you're looking at Kash Patel as the head of the CIA, we could actually smash the deep state. Tom Homan?
Yeah.
But let me tell you what the problem is with all of this. These are theoretical appointments. They have to get through the Senate.
Yeah. Well, some of them do. Homan doesn't.
No, Homan doesn't. And that's why he put him there, because he knows that in the Senate, he's not going to get Homan past John Thune, who Tim Scott is supporting. And he's not going to get Tom Homan past, you know, John Cornyn, who Lindsey Graham is supporting. This whole amazing staff, this whole one chance, one generational chance we have left to smash this machine. This horrible, evil deep state machine comes down, unfortunately, to a vote on Wednesday. A secret ballot vote. What is this, the USSR? Because if John Thune or John Cornyn wins that vote, none of these people are getting through. Understand that. Homan will be a czar, but that means the problem there is he doesn't have control over the Department of Homeland Security and the Border Patrol. Do you think that two open border zealots like John Thune and John Cornyn are going to let Kristi Noem through and let her run the Department of Homeland Security? Because guess what? The Border Patrol answers to her. They're not. They're not going to let her through. The reason, part of the reason, Lee, that Trump's cabinet was so horrible that the people in it spent their time trying to put him in prison. That's how bad they were. Think Christopher Wray, right? Think Bill Barr. Think all these terrible, horrible people. Is because Mitch McConnell gave Trump a list of who was acceptable. And Mitch McConnell is, for all practical purposes, a Democrat. John Thune is his protege. So we're, you know, there's a lot of excitement today. The top, you know, five of the top 10 stories, who Trump's appointing, it doesn't matter. If Tim Scott goes in there on Thursday, and if Lindsey Graham goes in there on Thursday, and they elect John Thune or John Cornyn, none of these people are getting through. What does that mean? Well, let me bottom line it for you. The Trump movement, the Trump agenda dies before Trump ever takes office. So we got one final fight. And I know I asked a lot of you in the last week to stand on that line for hours and hours, and you did. And I'm so proud of you in Georgia and in North Carolina, what you did. And in South Carolina, too, you sent a message with the popular vote. But we have one more fight to fight. And those phones have to ring. They've got to start ringing at 9:30, and they cannot stop for 2 days. And we have one central message, Rick Scott. Rick Scott. Why? Rick Scott has pledged. He has bent the knee. He's not perfect. He's got to be Liberty's score, okay? But he's bent the knee, and he said he will put the Trump agenda through. Okay. Elon Musk backs him. That's good enough for me. Because let me tell you what, Lee, if you go look on Conservative Review, the Liberty score for John Thune is an F. The Liberty score for John Cornyn is an F. And right now, yesterday, Tim Scott was on TV on Fox News. He's testing the waters, okay, because he's already getting your phone calls. They know, even though the office was closed yesterday. They know. And he's trying to fool you into thinking that he wants a majority leader who will execute Trump's agenda.
Musk called John Thune, quote, the top choice for Democrats. GOP senators have expectations of their next leader.
Here's what they better do. They better work hand in glove with President Trump. This is...
Okay, then you think that, Senator, you go, this is what we want. We want Senator Scott, and we want Senator Graham to do two things. Number one, endorse Rick Scott, not hard, and vote for him. Because you don't do those two things, then I'm going to take it that you did not support Rick Scott. And you voted for a person who will jam up our agenda. And who is not going to let these wonderful people through. And as Charlie Kirk said, and he's right, we have one generational chance, one left, one. And we do not have time for Tim Scott to play games. We do not have time for Lindsey Graham to play games. And look, Lee, both of these guys run around. They want you to think they're MAGA. They want you to think they support Trump. They stand on the stage with him. But when it matters, which is right now, we need a vote for Rick Scott. Listen to this from Axios, Lee. That these senators are angry that MAGA is flexing its muscle and trying to interfere in their secret ballot election in the Senate.
That's hilarious. I mean, seriously.
It's offensive.
I mean, you depend upon the support of your constituents in order to get your butt in that office. And then when you hear what those constituents who voted you into office won't done, I don't want to hear you complaining about people exercising their First Amendment right to determine the leadership of this country.
Here's from Axios. President-elect Trump seemed inclined to stay out of the Republican race for Senate Majority Leader. I think that's a mistake, but I get why he's doing it, because if Tim Scott and Lindsey Graham get Thune through, he's going to block Trump anyway, but it'll make it worse. Okay, so what he's doing right now, he's sending Marco Rubio out. Rubio is saying, look, I support Tim Scott. I support Rick Scott.
Rick Scott, yeah.
And he's letting all of the surrogates, the Charlie Kirks, all of us make the argument for him so he's not to piss off Thune, because he rightly knows Thune will get in the way. And all these wonderful people that you're seeing are going to be part of the Trump cabinet, none of that will happen. Thune will block it. Now MAGA is cranking up pressure on Trump and Republicans to dump two establishment frontrunners, Senators John Thune of South Dakota and Senators John Cornyn of Texas, and to go with their MAGA choice. The campaign is gaining substantial steam online, Axios reports, which is making senators mad. Now, they don't say who these senators are. They're angry that the American people who rose up want the Trump agenda. Are you really serious? Look, I got one simple message. Quote, they want Rick Scott. It's very clear, Axios reports. I got one simple message for you, too. Okay. All you senators from Georgia, North Carolina, and South Carolina, okay, we got this thing called X. It's huge. And millions and millions and millions know what you do. The days when you could sneak around and sleaze around and then go fool the blue hairs, Tim Scott, with your speeches, those are over. I hate that for you, but they're over. So it's not just me, okay? Don't think I'm a bully or I'm being mean. I'm here to warn you. I'm here to help you. I want to be nice. Everyone's going to know what you did. You can't sneak behind closed doors anymore and think we're not going to get the list in 5 minutes. We've already got the whip list. Benny Johnson published it. You can't hide. You can't fool people anymore. Those days are over. And I know it sucks for you, Senator Scott, because I know you want to head the senatorial pack and everything. But at what price? People are going to hate you everywhere you go. Let me give a sample of what that might sound like. Because I know you like your crowds. Tim Scott gives a good speech. I know he likes his crowds, his adoring crowds here in South Carolina. Okay. John Cornyn. Here's what it sounds like in Texas when John Cornyn shows up in an attempt to speak before a GOP party event. You want to hear it? Because this is going to be you, my friend. You can't hide anywhere. This could be your future here in South Carolina. Everyone's going to know who you are and what you did. You blocked this Trump agenda by voting for Thune or Cornyn. Do you hear me, Lindsey Graham? Do you hear me, Tim Scott? That's your future. Folks, that's Texas. That's John Cornyn trying to go to a GOP event. He is their senator. They hate him. They booed him so loud. Do you hear Cornyn speaking? No, he was speaking. You can't even hear him. They hate him so much. Let's not do this, okay? Let's not do this. Let's just not do this. Let's vote for Rick Scott. You don't have to experience that wherever you go. You don't. I'm not threatening you. I'm trying to help. If I were your advisor, I'd tell you, this ain't 2020. Okay? So listen, in our audience, text keyword Senate to the text line 71307 in Georgia, in North Carolina, in South Carolina. That link will give you your senator. You need to call the regional offices and bombard them. You need to call the DC office as well all day long, never ending. The phone must ring today. We see you. We watch you. We will know what you did. Do not block the Trump agenda by voting for Cornyn or Thune. They are Bush. They are Cheney. They are Liz Cheney. And we're not putting up with it anymore. We're not. It's a new day. This is a new day, and the price will be high for voting for them.